And I want to add that a lot of this stuff is not really finance committee stuff, especially about the audits. It's audit committee stuff. But since we have the information, of course, we're happy to share it. Anybody else?
James, if I may, just
of course.
I just wanted to add that I have attempted to call twice, and I'll try again, to the individual that I know at CPB that is actually one of the senior VPs at CPB to kind of start the conversation of where do we start, and also to be able to tell them that we are current with our audits. So I want to utilize the fact that I do have her in the system to be able to see if she can guide me or assign someone that can tell me exactly the process from beginning to end that we can start talking about it and start acting on it. But thank you. That's all I had to say.
Well, can I ask a follow-up on that?
Sure, Paul.
All right. So you just said, so the audit is completed. That's a statement that can be properly said, right?
Yes. I mean,
the audit is completed. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. I was going to say, if we make that change to the pension, then we will restate it. You can still say that they are current, if you will.
I'd like to add another bit of information, too, and that is that there has been some suggestion that we might be able to lobby or do something to negotiate a streamlined application process so that we would not have to wait that additional year. But as far as I know, no one has been able to produce any evidence of an example of where that has ever happened before. So I guess we need to search a little more, maybe look at some case law. So apparently that's something that is going to be looked into or is possibly now being looked into. Anyone else? Okay, Anita, were you done with the review of the financials?
Yes, sir. I was.
Okay. So why don't we go to Teresa's? Are there any other questions? So, Teresa, why don't we go to your item?
All right. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. I just think that in order for us to make, we are preparing our budgets, and in order to do our due diligence as people on the finance committee, we need to see these contracts.
Okay. For anyone listening, can you restate what contracts it is that you're looking for? And I want to have a short discussion about whether that's something that is of concern to the finance committee, but I see you preface your question with, since we're making our budget, so that would be the connection.
Well, I'm not on the national board, so I don't know what's been asked, but I definitely there has been an email circulating saying that our we have a committee that found a broker who would sell our house for no fee. And I've been told that a broker has been retained who would take 6%. So I would like to see it. I mean, isn't that normal? Just for the national board to want to see contracts like that?
The only question I had about it was, is that, I think, as I said to you earlier, I was just wondering if it was more of a legal and a management function, and if there was going to be oversight on that. I wasn't sure if it was the Finance Committee was the place for that oversight to come from, but maybe from the PNB itself. And I'd be glad to hear anybody's opinion on that, including Anita's, if she cares to offer one. But can you spell out a little more exactly what it is? Well, let's just take this one issue. We had an offer apparently from someone to be the broker on that transaction for no fee. Mm-hmm. And instead we went with someone who charged a fee, and, you know, whatever management's reasons for that are, we don't know, but you're looking to see the actual paperwork on that to maybe explore the reasons, or to get, do you want to ask, we would need Lydia here, really, I guess, to figure out exactly what happened there.
Lyndon, well, for the SAC.
Well, let me let Teresa respond, and then I'll go to Lyndon, okay?
No, let Lyndon. Lyndon's on the national board, so, you know, I would have thought maybe somebody on the national board would have asked to see it. And when I've been on the national board before, there have been contracts that have been signed, and they weren't shown to the PNB, and I always felt kind of burned after that.
I understand, and I think
Lyndon
is the person to answer. You're right.
I would just say that we have a group at the LSB who has done some work on this, and they've talked with a broker, and I'm not sure if he's a KPFT member or what, but he did offer to do it for no cost. Now, and I do think he's a legitimate guy. He's been in that area of town for quite some time. Lydia was tasked by the PNB with getting a broker. And some of y'all may remember, there was talk about getting a discount broker. And then it was just down to, you know, get a good broker and, you know, do your job. And I don't think she knew at the time about the other path that was being taken by a group from the LSB here in Houston. So I would agree with Teresa. We should see the contract, because that, I think that is part of the PNB's reason for existence, is to see that contract. And some things in it would be like, how long is this contract for? And because, if, you know, if it's going to expire at some point, that would be something we'd like to know. So I think it's perfectly legitimate for us to see this contract.
And Lyndon, do you have an opinion on whether that's something we should take up in the PNB, or is that something the Finance Committee should review and create a motion? I mean,
we might, if Teresa wants to put a motion forward, I think that's fine. Others on the, I'm fine with that, because, you know, no matter, there's only so many places you can get things done around here, and it's very difficult to get them done even then. So I don't think it's really overstepping our bounds.
Okay. Anybody else have any opinion on that? Hearing none, I'm going to ask Teresa, how do you feel about making some kind of a motion? And, I mean, I don't know if you want to do it right now, tonight.
No, I move that we immediately ask the foundation attorney or interim executive director to see that contract, the broker contract for the sale of the KPFT property.
All right, let's see if R. Paul is getting that, and if he likes the way we stated it, since he's good at these things.
Okay, what I have is that we immediately asked the Pacifica attorney or interim executive director to see that contract to sell the KPFT property.
The brokerage
contract. Why don't we change the word that into the word the?
See the contract, okay. The contract, okay, so that we immediately asked immediately ask the Pacific attorney or interim executive director to see the contract to sell the KPFT property.
Brokerage contract, yeah.
Brokerage contract.
Is the and or, is or the or question, is that a problem, Paul, do you think?
I don't know how these things are working in the PNB. I mean, I guess I don't see a problem with it. If you ask one and they don't have the answer, you ask the other, or maybe just ask both and let them both decide how to answer together or whatever. I don't see a problem with it.
Okay.
Do we want to specify the listing contract so we're clear on what contract it is?
Well, it says brokerage contract. Is there more than one?
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Actually, thinking about this, wouldn't this be the executive director, interim executive director you'd go to? Governance going right to the executive director that, rather than the Pacifica attorney? Because I remember in the past, we had some issues with people going to the attorney, and one year people ran up a gigantic bill with everybody going to the attorney, so we're not supposed to go to the attorney. We're supposed to go to Pacifica management. So I don't know. I don't know if this is even still something anybody remembers. I'm just bringing that up since the question was just asked. How do people think about the idea of just saying, ask the interim executive director to see the contract?
This is Beth with a question.
Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. I'm wondering whether Teresa has already, has she considered making that request herself to the executive director? Because that would be what I would think of as the normal course. Or asking one of the directors from her station to make that request. Because I think she's right that the interim executive director is the appropriate source. And I think our Paul is right about not running up attorney's fees without authorization.
I'm just wondering,
is there some reason, whether maybe you already have asked directly and not gotten a response, or if there's some reason that you didn't want to?
Well, I haven't gotten any. On other matters, when I've asked the executive director for things, interim executive director, I haven't gotten a response lately, in the last 5 months. And she hasn't been on the finance committee meeting, so I can't ask her. I don't know how to reach her. I don't know if anyone here has talked to her lately, but I haven't. I don't care who I get it from. I just want to see it. I don't think it should be such a big deal. I mean, right now I'm just dealing with rumors about what's happening. I don't like just dealing with rumors, okay? I hear that Coldwell Banker is now the sales, in charge of the sale. I hear that. I don't know where we picked this broker, how we picked this broker. Obviously, the committee that's working on it on our end, they feel like it's in the dark. Nobody consulted them. I don't know what the current general manager feels. I don't know whether anybody consulted him. Obviously, we didn't use the same broker, that we used for the sale of the house that was donated. That one hasn't been used. But maybe there's a reason, but I just would like to see it. Can I see it?
This is the chair. I want to ask if I thought I heard another voice asking for the stack. Did I hear another voice? Okay, I guess not. I want to answer Teresa's question as much as I can, and I'm thinking that some of this was probably done in executive session. On the PNB, so I don't want to reference any of that. I'm just reviewing. I have three questions here, and I'm thinking two of them are actually things that were mentioned in the executive session, so I don't think I can say that. So first I'll say that I'm not sure that you're asking a lot of questions about the process and how this was done. I'm not sure looking at the contract, it's probably just going to be a standard listing contract with signatures on it. I'm not sure what that's going to tell you other than the identity of the parties, which I understand you want to know. But then I understand that normally there's a sign out front when a property has been listed. Does anybody from Texas, have they driven by the station to see if there's a sign?
Well, there's a picture in the paper of a sign in front.
There you go. Then that's public. So that's the broker.
Could we please see the contract? Can I see it? May?
Oh, yeah. I'm not trying to oppose your motion to can you see the contract. I'm just telling you I think you can find out who the broker is by calling the number that's on that sign. But I'm also, you know, I'm fine with I will vote for you, you know, seeing the contract. I don't have any problem with that.
Lyndon for the sack.
But it's not going to tell you much about the process of how it was arrived at. I just wanted to let you know that. Go ahead, Lyndon.
Yes, it was in the paper. And then remember, James, Lydia did send out a, sent us a photocopy of something. Remember? Just after the last PNB meeting, I think she sent it Thursday night or Friday, and she had already told us the guy's name. And
right,
if I can remember, I will give
you the
guy's name.
The only problem I had with Linda was I think that was an executive session, so I didn't want to, you know.
Well, it was, but we mentioned, but we reported out of executive session that we had agreed to put the property up for sale.
Correct.
And
so, yeah.
So, okay. So, you know, now, and your point is if there's a sign up, you know, if you go in and type in Google 419 Lovett, I haven't done it in a couple of days, but the last time I did it, it didn't come up with a, you know, for sale. It came up with some, you know, Zillow says this price, and you know, but it didn't say for sale. So
right. That's
not necessarily a good indicator. And we did not get an explanation for why it hadn't been up for sale for 30 days.
Right. Okay, so, you know, that's really, again, we're kind of talking about what's going on around the contract and how it was arrived at. But I think the request still remains the same. A member would like to see the contract. So let's discuss that further if need be, and then we can go to a vote. Anybody else have any other comments or questions about the question of requesting to see the contract?
R. Paul?
Go ahead, R. Paul.
Okay. One, we're not showing anybody a contract. We're going to, the motion is to ask, I hope we will make it just the IED, to show it to her. So we're not doing that. And the other thing is, yeah, I'm thinking about it more. I think we really need to just say the IED and cut out the attorney part of it because that can get problematic. That's all.
Thank you, R. Paul. I meant to say earlier that I do remember the issue of people going to the attorneys, and I remember that it was resolved that, you know, we would put a limitation on that and, you know, it would only be done under certain circumstances with a certain number of PNB directors participating. So, yeah, I think that's a well-taken suggestion. Anybody else?
I have a question. The commission would be, if this is selling with a commission of 6%, would the commission be like $70,000. That's a $70,000 commission. Okay.
Correct.
When someone negotiated the Democracy Now! Contract and the board didn't see it, and they said, well, I don't know what happened here. And then when the Empire State Building contract was done, and people said, well, I didn't see that. So I just want to see the contract. Can we please see it?
Yes. So that's your motion. But what about R. Paul's suggestions to just ask Lydia and not and avoid going through the attorney.
If she doesn't have it, then it, and if he, I mean, I would imagine that if there was a contract, he probably looked at it. So
right, but the idea is to avoid creating billable hours, and so to avoid going to the attorney. Now we can go to him if we don't get it anywhere else. But
fine.
So, Arpa, that's an amendment. So we would have to. Are we still crafting the?
I would say we're sort of still crafting, so you know, we don't have to make it a formal amendment.
Okay.
I don't think, unless somebody really objects.
Well, why don't you read back what we have so far, and we'll see.
Here's what I have with the lawyer taken out. That we immediately ask the interim executive director to see the brokerage contract to sell the KPFT property.
And would that, Art Paul, be the NFC request that the PNB immediately ask and then report back to the NFC?
Well, I mean,
is that what we're doing?
That's not how it's worded, but if somebody wants it worded that way, we could do that. I think the NFC gets to ask the executive director stuff.
Okay.
But if you want the PNB stuff in there, we could do that.
I think that's complicating it. I think I like the NFC asking. That's more direct and should be less time consuming.
Which means, I guess, you.
That's fine.
Okay.
I can do that.
Lyndon for the stack. I think that's what Teresa requested as well, just FYI. So.
I heard you, Lyndon. Go ahead.
Is there any problem with the word C? Do we want her to produce it for all to for distribution? Or I thought I saw or heard some trepidation in somebody's voice with the word C.
Good question. Teresa? I think I would say, you know, could we have a copy of it? I think that would be good. I don't hear Teresa. Are you muted, Teresa? Teresa, are you muted? Perhaps we lost her. Yeah, I think that was in the spirit of her motion to ask if we can have a copy.
Yes, I know the spirit, but sometimes.
Okay, how about that? We immediately asked the interim executive director to send the brokerage contract to send the NFC the brokerage contract.
Booyah.
Sounds right.
I don't know that since the maker of the motion isn't right here, maybe we do need
I'm here.
To make
I'm sorry.
You're there.
I'm
oh,
sorry.
Good.
Does that sound
so,
good, Teresa,
were you able to hear what we were saying?
No, I'm sorry.
No worries. Arpal, can you read it for Teresa again?
Yeah. What we have right here is that we immediately ask the interim executive director to see the brokerage contract to sell the KPFT property, and the issue is brought up. The word C, does that mean everybody gets it? Is it going to be distributed to the world? So
how about we just ask the IED to provide a copy of that brokerage contract to the Finance Committee?
Correct.
The National Finance Committee.
And if she wants to tell us it's confidential and we shouldn't share it beyond the committee, she can do that.
I don't have a problem with that.
Oh, God. Oh, coily cords. Okay. What I have then is that we immediately ask the interim executive director to provide a copy of the brokerage contract to sell the KPFT property to the NFC. Well, okay, wait, maybe. Maybe put that up there. Okay, provide.
We can't afford it.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know that. That we immediately ask the interim executive director to provide to the NFC a copy of the brokerage contract to sell the KPFT property.
That good, Teresa?
Yes.
Yeah. Anyone have any other questions or discussion? Hearing none. Is there any objection? Hearing none. Our Paul, I will do that as soon as you send me the motion.
Hold on a second. All right, I've got cables tangling each other, so one second, okay. Please. And I've got. All right.
You don't have to send it now if that's what you're struggling with.
No. What was your question? I couldn't hear you. Everything popped out over here.
I'm sorry. I was saying, as soon as you send that to me, I will send it to Lydia and follow it up
as
with a
usual,
phone call.
As usual, after the meeting, I'll send all motions that are done to the whole committee.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Are we on new business?
I will forward it to Lydia and, again, follow it with a phone call if I don't hear from her.
Okay, so are we ready for the second one?
Yes, and I just want to say that we are at, what's the time? We're getting close.
It's 10:05 in Brooklyn.
Yes, 10:05.
I think we actually used the 5 minutes for this agenda item a little while ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I ask that we see that the IED provide a copy.
Can we get a motion to extend first?
I move to extend 10 minutes.
Okay.
Second.
Don't need the second, but thanks, Lyndon. Okay. Any discussion on that?
How long?
10 minutes.
Chair, I have a comment / suggestion that might cut down on the time. Is it possible just to substitute the document request that Teresa has into the previous motion and create a second motion out of that? In other words, just swap the words out because I think she's going to make exactly the same request for the amended loan document. That would save an immense amount of time.
Yes, it would, wouldn't it? Well, that's a suggestion to Teresa, and I like it.
Okay, so did we vote?
I'm losing my train of thought. Did we vote to extend?
I don't think we did. Yeah.
Is there any objection to extending for 10? Hearing none, we're extended. And now, Teresa, you were okay with that suggestion?
Yes, and I believe is it called the refinanced FJC loan? Is that what you call it?
I think you can just call it the FJC loan.
Not the original FJC loan, but the refinance aspect of it.
Or the extension.
I think that extension. There you go,
yeah.
Extension.
Yeah. And do you also want to know, Teresa, I think what you're really after here is, was it amended again with permission for us to sell the building that's collateral for that loan? Is that the question?
I would like to know whether that's part of it. I would like to, and I guess I would say the way I would word it is, are there any additional terms for the sale of the KPFT property in that extension?
Lyndon for the stack.
Go ahead, Lyndon.
Teresa, if you listen to what Chris said, we will just get the copy and then we can read it ourselves and make that determination.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
But Lyndon, I was trying to make a distinction. If you ask for the copy of the extension of the contract, that may be one document, but then there might be another adjustment to the contract or codicil or whatever you want to call it to the contract, which discusses the question of
Any other codicils or amendments.
I guess so. Any other, because we'd like to see if there were, maybe there's others that we're not even aware of. So, yeah. Any and all, how about any and all changes to the contract? Anyone? Teresa?
I'm fine.
No, I'm fine.
Our Paul is, I guess, trying to come up with something. Much appreciated.
Okay, and, okay, so it seems to be that we immediately ask the interim executive director to provide to the NFC a copy of the contract for the FJC loan and any additional documents, or what do you want? How do you want to phrase that?
Any and all extensions or amendments to the contract?
Well, we've seen as a national board, we've seen the original FJC. So we're talking about the FTC loan extension document, right?
Well, the loan was rewritten to create the extension. So we want that document plus anything that was added to it after that. We were talking specifically with reference to selling the KPFT building and whether or not we got a relief or there was an adjustment because it's collateral on the loan. But what we're now asking for is just any and all, at least that's what I was hoping to have, any and all changes or additions to the contract.
Yes.
Let me, how about we ask for a copy of the current contract for the FJC loan and any and all amendments and extensions to it? Does that sound like what everybody wants?
That's why we pay you the big bucks, Mr. Secretary.
Yeah, right. Okay, does that sound like what people want? All reads then that we immediately ask the interim executive director to provide the NFC a copy of the current contract for the FJC loan and any and all amendments and extensions to it.
Sounds great.
Sounds good. Anybody? Is there any objection? Hearing none, that's adopted.
Great.
Teresa, we have about 4 more minutes. Did you have anything else?
No, that's it.
James, just to be clear, you'll be responsible for transmitting those?
Well, yeah, our Paul's going to send it to all of us, and then I will transmit it to Lydia and follow up with a phone call if I don't get a response.
Okay.
I moved the agenda.
I just wanted to see, Chris, were you trying to add something there, or were you just saying okay?
I was just saying okay. If you have any trouble reaching Lydia, let me know.
Good. I will. Thank you. Okay. Our Paul has moved the agenda, which is equivalent to a motion to adjourn, I presume.
Well, no, it puts us into new business where have 2 minutes or something, I guess. I don't know. I didn't look. But we could adjourn.
Thank you for being honest, R. Paul. I know you'd rather go home.
I am home.
Oh, yeah, okay. Is there any new business? Hearing none, that takes us to the end of our agenda. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I move, Teresa.
If we're at the end, we're at the end. If there's no other business, announce an adjournment.
Oh, you don't? I thought we had to be out of time to do that. Okay. We're adjourned.
Thank you all.
Thank you all.
Good night.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Anita.
Good night.
Good night.